reader. That's what you get, man.
Ticker.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Ticker's a service of Randy Essenberg, the fathers of Turney.com, and Deep Ellum Brewing Company, Dallas Blonde.
Shoot your mom.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
got
sorry.
A sticker going here. It's all right. After further discussions with the mayor's office, more Grego stories later, tonight's game between the Stars and Predators at the AAC is being postponed due to the continued power outages in the area. Next game on the Stars' schedule Thursday at home against the Lightning. The Mavericks have also postponed Wednesday night's game at the AAC against the Pistons. Dallas will travel to Houston for a game Friday with the Rockets. The Spurs' next three games postponed after four San Antonio players testing positive for COVID-19. The Hornets, who played the Spurs Friday, will have their next couple of games postponed for contact tracing. The Ticker, a service of the law offices of Nick Namath.
I mean, over and
the COVID pandemic. If the COVID pandemic has affected you, call Dallas Tech's attorney Nick Namath at 972-484-0829 or at myirsteam.com. Times of financial hardship can be the best time to resolve IRS issues. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
Stars have a inside the room, on the bench, on the boards, during Star Season. Every Friday morning at 8:55 with the Musers. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
Oh, boy. I mean,
fat
lady.
Take my hat off.
I knew it.
Man.
There he is.
We're having so much fun.
Bringing heat.
All right, it's quarter after five here on the Hard Line. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the main stage our dear friend, Giorgio.
Hey, hey, Hardliners.
This is non-disclosure.
I would like to apologize to Ty Walker. I should have put two and two together and realized that he, too, is on the same feed that we are.
It's all right. It's all right,
I just
George.
Thought I was talking to Danny and Corby down line and... Sorry for telling old Grego's spring training stories.
Loved it. Loved it. More of that.
In the middle of his ticker.
It's actually a great place to start if you guys want to.
Oh man. Gosh. Why did y'all bring up the story of the pranks that we pulled in spring training?
Because anytime George and I get together, it's like, oh boy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
Wish I didn't, but I did. And then invariably it goes into a Grego story.
Yeah.
So I told him the Mole sauce story.
I've forgotten about that.
So many of them.
Yeah, the Grego. So first off, there was a guy that used to work here.
Oh God.
14 years ago, named Greg.
Can you believe we have to reset that, George?
Yeah, you do. He's been gone for 20. Well, he's still with us, but he's had been working at the station now for 14 years.
Greg. Mm.
So, but anyway, he. We would go on these trips, and we would always, you know, try to prank each other. And one spring training, Grego would always go wherever we went, no matter what the road trip was. He would always go to the grocery store. He would request a fridge in his room, and then he would go to the grocery store and load up the fridge. I mean, it looked like...
Dude, I need a fridge.
Yeah. And he would, I mean, he'd be willing to change hotels if he didn't get a fridge in his room. But he would pack the fridge, you know, just with all sorts of stuff. So,
is that where y'all went to Gribbles?
Was
that
different
the place
trip.
In Florida?
Okay. Yeah, different trip, yeah.
Okay.
So we go to, I think we were in San Antonio at the time. No, it was spring training. It may have been.
It was.
We go to like
was,
a real, yeah. We go to one of the really nice grocery stores and we're shopping around. And Grego at the grocery store is like, oh boy, you know, just loves everything. Look at that lamb's head. I'm going to get that. You know, so he falls in love with everything.
Here's
that
half
he
a
sees.
Cow.
Right. So he put so much in his basket that I knew if I snuck a couple of things in there that he didn't know, he'd never notice it. And then all I have to do is distract him at the at the counter when you're paying for it.
And it's got to be something inconspicuous. It can't be like an extra large box of maxi pads that he's going to see.
Yeah.
It's got to be something small that he would never buy that's completely insane and random. So
right.
What did you pick? Mole sauce?
Mole sauce. Yeah, like three or four cans of mole sauce.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so his revenge, you know, he's unpacking it, and he's like, oh, this is great, and looky here, I got lotion, and I got ham, and all this stuff, and then this mole sauce. And
negatory.
So we're staying in different rooms, and
way
so what Grego did... What Grego did to get even with Danny and I, and Danny and I are staying in the same room, is that unbeknownst to us, he just walks over to where our room is, takes the mole sauce, and dumps the whole thing, the whole jar, can of it, into our hotel card reader in the door.
What?
Like just...
Yeah,
yes.
So it shorts it out. It doesn't work. So
he ruined a $10,000 door to teach us a lesson.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you get.
Worth every nickel, too.
Like, that was the thing about the hammer prank revenge. Like, it was our pranks would be really well thought out and take hours to execute. And he would just, like, walk up and just break your leg. Revenge! Gotcha!
Hit you with a baseball bat.
What?
No mess for me, dude.
It's a prank, guys.
Yeah, it's a prank. Pranked you. Killed your mama. Yep. I win.
That time...
How's that for a prank?
That time... Dad. That time that we set off, we broke into their hotel room, and we went to Walgreens, and we had bought... 20 alarms. So those little tiny, tiny alarms.
Little battery-operated alarm clocks.
Oh, man.
And you could set them anywhere. And we set them all over the place to go
on the blades of ceiling fans, behind the TV, behind the radiator, under the sink, under their bed, behind their headboard. They were everywhere to start going off. What was it, Corby, like 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning.
Every 10, 20
15 minutes.
Yeah,
something like that, where they would give them time to find it, go back to sleep, and then one would go off again.
And just went off your alarm.
For 4 hours.
Yeah, until we're outside. Oh, we're outside of their door trying to record all of it, like just laughing. Danny and I are drunk at 4 in the morning, laughing outside of their hotel room.
Oh, my God.
So his revenge...
Now, hang on real quick to complete this one. Then we got a big radio alarm clock that had, like, a big speaker in it.
Yeah.
And once the other little ones went off, we gave him, like, a 2-hour respite to really lull him into a false sense of security.
Yeah, go asleep right now.
And then, like, it's 5:45 or 6 in the morning, the radio alarm clock comes on to a classic rock station that we had pre-dialed it into, and it's playing Fleetwood Mac's Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
And it's all
on, like, 10.
There's no doubt we broke the speaker. We had it turned up all the way, and we had it taped behind their fridge, behind the Grego fridge. We had it taped back there. And yeah, it was awesome.
But
and
revenge.
Then his revenge was, and I knew it.
Blow up your car.
It was a little more advanced than that. Yeah.
We knew something was coming. We knew it, and so
we were out.
We come
night.
Back. Yeah, we
bomb.
And we come. Yeah,
you're dead. Now we're in.
Dead.
They turned the ignition
and died.
The whole car detonates.
That's
what
right.
They're not
going to mess with the IRA. He hired a couple of IRA professionals to come down and rig car bombs.
Oh.
No, it was. We walked in at like midnight to our room, and we're I walked in. I'm like,
something didn't feel
right. Something's weird. And then you could smell something. And we
just saw that the bed looked disheveled. It looked
like he had sat on it.
Yeah,
you know, like a large man had sat on it.
So we
and
pulled.
I just walk right over to the pillows, and I because I knew it. I pull the pillows up
and the sheets,
and yeah, and there are like 12 dead mackerel that he had got at the fish market and just stuck them in our bed.
He got an assortment. No, he got an entire captain's platter, uncooked captain's platter, because there was like a fillet of tuna here and then like some uncooked shrimp. Like our
probably
whole
cost
bed
him
was
like $260 for all that
right.
fish.
He just put fish in our bed, and what we did is we just took the fish off, removed the sheets, went and got fresh sheets, remade the bed. What an inconvenience, like, what, 10 minutes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
So then that night, we took the seafood and stuck it in their air conditioner. So they got, you know, it's basically, we're staying in a motel. I mean, let's be honest.
It smells like mackerel in here.
Yeah. So we just, in the little vents that are on that outside air conditioner that's right by the, you know, every motel's the same, where you've got that big, giant window and then that one long unit, AC unit, that's right underneath it in those old motels, and we just crammed all of the seafood into the vent, so the air that's going through there is just permeating their room.
Oh, it smells so bad.
But they would, nope, smelled great, slept great, no problem at all.
Never had
a problem.
They
wouldn't admit to anything. Yeah. They couldn't let us on that they got.
Oh, man.
You know, one time the hammer, because we had a bit going over this CD. There was a ZZ Top CD, like a new they had a new album, and it was just god-awful. Like in
Crunchy.
2000.
Best Band in Texas.
The name of the single was
Crunchy. It was in like 2004, 2005. And,
Crunchy.
And we always laughed at the one song on there. It was called Crunchy. And it was, you know, one of those just heavy ZZ Top riff, and in the middle of it, you just hear Crunchy. And it was just the most annoying song. And so we had this back and forth where I snuck into his car, put the CD in there, turned it on Crunchy. So when he turned the car on, it would be on, you know, the level would be 40 and Crunchy would come on. And so, and we had this back and forth of passing this CD back and forth.
Did he duct tape it to your windshield one time and cover your entire windshield with duct? I think that was my car that he did that to.
Yeah.
So and then the seat would just go back and forth, and we'd hide it and stuff it where you'd least expect it. What was one, another one, though?
Well, the final one was him rigging that CD, so like the full CD with the casing and everything, to a pair of handcuffs that he had someone.
Ray Whaley.
It was Ray Whaley, a listener, show up at night somewhere where Danny was.
I was playing a gig at Club Dada and had just gotten off stage, and Ray Whaley walks up to me and I go, "Hey Ray, how's it going?" And I shake his hand and reach out with one hand, and the other hand the handcuff comes across. So I've got on one wrist the handcuff, and on the other end of the handcuff is dangling this ZZ Top CD. So even if I break the CD off, I'm still stuck in handcuffs with no key that I have to wear for like the whole weekend until I don't remember how I got that thing off. I think Ray felt so bad that he let me out of the handcuffs.
So you got like sepsis or something like that?
Right.
Hand fell
tough,
off.
Dude.
I win.
Yep.
I win.
That is
just
awesome.
Declare me the winner. Yeah.
And it all started with
how are you?
Again.
I know, dude.
It all started with a can of mole.
Yeah. So how are you holding up out there in the sticks, man? Are you
man?
Full of power?
We're so we're so lucky out here. Now I have neighbors, and there's out across town, and I see these stories, and right on our own show, Junior Miller has been through ringer the last 48 hours, and I feel so bad. Now my son and his crew live in Denton. And their power's been the same way, on 30, off for an hour, you know, same thing. And so they're staying with us for a couple of days. And but, you know, we went over to their house today, and it's 48 degrees in the house. I feel so bad for people who don't have options, you know, to go to a relative's or a friend's, and they're fighting that out. I just really, really feel for you, and hopefully... What's the latest? They say by tonight, maybe they'll get everything back and on grid.
They're saying that.
You believe
who
them?
Man, who knows? Because it's going
to
be.
We're about to get so much
more
snow.
Days.
We're about to get like 16 straight hours of snow, aren't we?
Yeah,
I'm afraid
we
that's going to knock out some power lines too.
This is just too, we can't just have a normal effing storm ever.
Everything now with either in 2020 or 21 is. Oh, you need a snowstorm? Okay, how about the worst one ever? Why don't y'all deal with that for a few days?
I was talking to my neighbors about this, and because I'm in the same boat. I'm like, I can't believe we have not gone dark yet, that we haven't had any power outages, and I'll knock on wood and all that. But my neighbor quickly, there, I just knocked on wood, and my dogs are freaking out.
That's cold at his house.
My neighbor reminded me, he was like, he goes, this neighborhood... In the springtime, we've been hit with many tornadoes, and I can't remember the terminology they use for it, but I mean, you know, we were almost in the path of one major tornado. We were, the whole Lake Highlands area got completely uprooted by a microburst, including our house where we lost all the trees fell on the house. So this particular neighborhood, which, again, is not been affected by the blackouts, but it's been affected by the other storms that this godforsaken area supplies. I mean, for an area that's supposed to be relatively normal outside of 3 months of high holy hell heat, we have some incredible weather events.
No doubt. We do. And we were talking about this morning. You know, last time we had this, it was 2011 during the Super Bowl. But think of the demand for electricity now in this state, in this area, with all the people who've moved here and everything we've built. And as we were saying, man, I don't understand how the whole grid thing works. I have no idea. Don't pretend to know, but it would stand to reason. Have we been been keeping up with our reserves and just the grid system in general with how fast we have grown in the last 5 to 10 years?
I don't know how you can. I don't know how you keep up with that and water. Like, how do we...
Yeah. So here's a... I don't read many books, Georgie, but the Christmas of 2019, I read a book of from a guy that we've had on the Noon to Three show a couple years ago named Dan Carlin. I think he's awesome. He does the podcast Hardcore History, but he did he wrote a book called The End Is Always Near or something like that. It's a very ominous, what happens when all this happens sort of book. And I remember reading it over the holidays of 2019 and into the start of 2020. And the two things that stuck with me, I crap you not, were the what would happen in modern society if we had a worldwide pandemic. And then the other one that stuck with me is the easiest way to take down modern society would be to attack the power grid. And he was convinced that, it would almost be like the TV show Lost. That if the power grid goes down, it doesn't matter what's in your bank account. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It just turns everybody basically back into borderline animals to kind of protect them and theirs. And just, we're far from that, but it does give you a taste of if you wanted to mess with a society. Make them all sit in the cold for a couple weeks, maybe take away the internet or the technology. I mean, like I said, it's a real dark conversation about...
No, that sounds interesting.
How soft we've all kind of become as humans, but it also gave me a prelude to the next 12 or 13 months we were all going to enjoy.
What is the equivalent... We've talked about like the equivalent heat-wise, but what would it be... What's the equivalent of... Would it be, 30 straight days of 115 degree temps, and then you lose power, and then your house heats to what? What would a house heat to? 90? 95?
It would get dangerously hot, but I'm going to sit here and say there is no equivalent to extreme cold in the other direction. I don't want to get crazy, because I know I lose this with Texans often, because they're convinced... The hot, extreme hot's the same, but man, I just think extreme cold is it's its own evil animal that has no equal.
Yeah. Well, there's not, I guess those generators and stuff could overheat, but apparently that's the problem, that they weren't ready to roll and the natural gas ones failed and solar and wind failed because of the fact that we've had the cold and ice, and it's a whole different animal. And I don't get that, because they have been warned about this for, 2 weeks we've known about this, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know they've got a lot of responsibility. They've got a lot of fires to put out, especially now. But, boy, I would imagine some things are going to change in this state after we finally work our way through this.
Yeah, I think so, too. A lot of people will say, though, okay, you take a hit on something like this because... 99.9% of the time, you never worry about this stuff, right? So it functions properly, but when it doesn't, man, it is catastrophic, right? There's got to be some sort of... Because, I mean, think about this. We are in a... you could make the case this is not only a once-in-a-decade storm. This is a once, as far as the temps go, once-in-a 150-year storm.
Yeah.
And so do you change everything based on that, or do you just chalk this up as, my God, we just went through... a week of something that we'll never, ever see again, ever.
I don't think anybody...
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks about the worst-case scenarios when they're actually, like, buying a house, buying a car. Do you need snow tires? Do you need four-wheel drive? It's an extra $8,000.
Yeah, fine.
I don't want to do that.
We're good.
It's not going to be that bad. Like, you never make yourself spend extra for the once in a decade event, do you? And then when you're sitting here, you're like, why didn't I do that?
Yeah, why don't I have a generator?
Right.
Yeah, and I read an article this morning about just that, sometimes lawmakers bring up, or those who are in this industry bring up, we need to spend maintenance money on this. And everyone's like, what? Why?
Right.
We never have storms like this. Yeah, but if we do, you could have a catastrophic event. That's a really tough thing to sell. But after this happens, however you have to do it politically, I mean, this whole state has been hit by this. There's, down to Central and South Texas, people going through the same thing. I think they would tell their state representative, yeah, we'll pay for the, y'all need to pass that legislation and fix this S.
I mean, basically it is.
We need to get rich on this.
It's it's winterizing these plants.
Right.
These power plants.
And that costs money.
Yeah, it does. But right now, like Bob, let's use you because you've been through the ringer. Do you sign up to a guy that says, all right, it's going to cost you $11 more a month every month into perpetuity? You may never see this again. It's $11 more on your electricity bill per month, but this will never happen again.
Yes.
Right? You
absolutely
do it in a heartbeat. I know. And that's probably what it would end up costing. 10, 11, 12, 15 yeah. bucks a month, where you would never really think about it. It would suck. You know, your bills are going up and all that. But that's what it would take, and I don't understand why that doesn't happen.
I don't either, and I'll steal a line from Brian Estridge for a sister station. He said, with our electric bill, can I do rolling payments moving forward?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bada-boom!
Topical. It's funny. Hey.
Should we carry this over, Danny?
Man, carry this
over. I'd love to.
I want to talk about it.
Big man, can you hang around?
You bet.
It is the power hour, even though we don't have power.
Let's bring some power.
Right. Right. Nonstop. And we are joined by George Dunham of your Morning Musers. Yeah. And one thing, Georgie, that we did not get to talk about, because Bob's been put through holy hell when it comes to power and no power and food and... And you braved it out last night. Is your power on right now? Do you know?
My house? Yeah, it popped back on at 4, and I think we're still up. So fingers crossed, everybody.
That's awesome. But he said that, you know, they were trying to make contingency plans hotel-wise, and they found out pretty quickly that every hotel in DFW within 50 miles is sold out. Mm. And then... the internet started to tell me that if it wasn't sold out, if there was a room here or there in certain hotels, and I'm not talking about the nice hotels. I'm just talking about generic hotels that you would just go stay at for the night if you're stopping on the road somewhere, that they were somewhere in the range of $400, then $600, then $900 for basic hotels.
And you're talking about the kind of hotels that you would take a woman with that you just paid for her company. Like, it's not the nice ones at all, right?
No, but normal. Like, we're, you know, like, me and my family.
Stay, yeah.
Me and my family would go stay. Like, it's normal hotels that would cost $121 typically.
Yes.
Hell, nice, during the pandemic. Nice during the pandemic, they're...
I'm sorry, with a nice continental breakfast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, like, you know, we had one of our kids had a tournament down in Waco a couple of weekends ago, and I couldn't believe how inexpensive the hotels were. They were $65, $75 for the same hotel that we're talking about right now. So whose idea would that be to jack it up to $900 when the demand gets that high? Is that the individual proprietor? Is that the company at large? Like, how do those things work?
That's a really good one. I don't know. I would, either way, even if it's, you know, if it's a mandate from corporate, man, that's so sorry. And I understand.
Going to hell, you know?
Charging like some sort of premium, you know? Maybe, you know, let's charge them another 30, 40 bucks because we're going to have to work. We're short-staffed for this and, you know, something like that. But, man, to go up to $900 when people are just trying to, I mean, not to be too dramatic, but survive. There's people who have medical conditions who...
Oh, yeah.
They can't hang out and when their air temperature is 42 degrees for 48 straight hours.
No, it's incredible what's going on. You know what? I wonder, and I don't know the facts, and where'd you get that, Corby? One of those morning shows, I think, right?
Yeah. I think the CBS morning show was talking about this.
I mean, I'd like to think that it might just be an algorithm on one of those apps that like finds hotel things that, you know, almost like Uber. The fewer the available rides, the more the price goes up as a bit of an algorithm. But I'd like to think a human would catch that if they're automatically converting it to like Super Bowl Saturday night demand on hotel rooms, if it's because of like a natural disaster of some sort. But I guess we've seen too many stories of people trying to capitalize on others' needs, which sucks.
Yeah. Well, the state just issued an emergency order to raise prices on electricity just today.
Wow. Mm.
Are we going to get our bill in a month and be like, what just happened?
Yeah. Aren't you going to love that, Bob, that you didn't have electricity for 2 days and you're going to pay even more and pay for the days that you didn't have it? I mean, I'm reading right here. It says, because energy prices should reflect scarcity of the supply, the market price for the energy needed to serve load being shed in the face of scarcity should also be at the highest. And this came from the Public Utility Commission of Texas just today.
Could you imagine if it was like eBay?
Or yesterday.
If there was like a bid online at like eBay where you could get your house heated, but there's only so many spots left and you have to go on there and bid against other people, I wonder where the numbers would go there. That's obviously a horrible premise and just an ugly game show that would not be worthwhile for anybody. But I do wonder, you know, it's a real survival mode job when you can't put a price on this sort of thing. No matter how much money you have,
yeah,
we don't have a spot for you. We don't have a meal for you. We don't have heat for you. And that's when things get real.
I know. And I really feel for people, and I hope it gets better tonight. And from what I've been able to figure out by reading about this, maybe it will by tonight or tomorrow. Can I read you a text?
Please.
I just got from a semi-famous person.
Ooh.
This is from the great Cody Jinks, who played Jub Jam a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, listening to y'all, he lives out, by the way, further out than me. He lives way out northeast of Denton, out in the country. He says, listen to y'all now. This mess is crazy. We had a pipe burst upstairs, and now we have ice running down our wall in the living room.
Whoa.
It's pretty cool looking, but never seen that before.
Yeah, dude.
Got the power for the first time. Still got power for the time being, but we'll see what happens. This is why I love you guys, talking about all this stuff. We're all in it. I've been busting stock tanks for cows to drink. This storm is a MF. It'd be a big one. So shout out to Cody Jinks. And there's a lot of people out there that just, you know, it is a day-to-day thing. Okay, what are we going to do today to get through this? Either if it's 48 degrees in your living room or your pipe is already broken. And I think as we start thawing out, you're going to see a lot of those stories around town.
Yes.
With pipes breaking in houses, and that's really going to be a mess.
And I think that we're on the precipice of that, if that is even a word.
No way that's a word.
No, but it's happening out in Fort Worth. They've had some massive water shortfalls north of town, I think, because of a water main. And there are now people that may have power but now don't have any access to water, which makes potty a very creative prospect, and let alone shower or cooking or anything like that. So, and I think others are boiling water if they can get their hands on it. So you're going to see, you know, bottled water at a premium. It's a mess. One guy I think is trying to find a little levity in this, and let's see if I can find his name here on short notice. He was telling me that he just saw somebody go outside. Oh, Glenn. Glenn says he just saw one guy on his block go out and cut down a tree for firewood.
Oh, man.
He needs right now. And I can't imagine anything more beaten than trying to cut down a frozen tree right now. But, hey, if you can throw it in your fireplace, good luck to you, man.
Hey, how about waking up this morning and it's -2 outside?
I know.
Think about that. What?
It's the coldest it's ever been.
Ever.
That is off the charts weird.
Yeah.
Would you want to sit
So were
a...
you out? Did you go outside at all, George, when you were awake this morning for the show? Did you step foot outside to see what negative
Yeah, I did
like?
Early this morning before the sun came up, and it was just, at least the wind wasn't blowing, but yeah, it just, I mean, it took your breath away. It was so cold.
Would you want to sit at Soldier Field with me and my dad in 2008 in -5? George?
Oh, I can't believe he did that. Coldest I've been.
I think he still hates me, by the way, for that.
Cowboys Rams, December of 83, and I think it was 12 at Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible game. The Cowboys lost, and I couldn't imagine being at a game, though. -5?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't want to let those tickets get away. You know, it's so hard to get them. Right?
You're crazy. And it's was it a big game or anything, or was it just a game?
I mean, Bears Packers. Right?
Bears Packers. Yeah, they're all big games, Corby.
And you know the common misconception.
Can't let Urlacher beat us.
The common misconception of when it gets, you know, ridiculously cold and you're thinking, well, it's 10 degrees, it's 0 degrees, there can't be that much difference. So yesterday, I know, Corby, you were out with the kids and the dogs and whatnot, so were we. And I remember yesterday being out with the dogs in the morning, and I think it was around 10 or 11 or 8, 9, around there. And we were out there for like maybe 15 minutes, and it just became so freaking cold and unbearable. Today, when it was 19, it felt great. Like, it was so different. Just those 10 degrees, which you don't even think of.
Yeah.
It made such a difference. And we were out, you know, went for like a nice 2-mile walk. It was awesome.
Dang. And it felt, I was the same way.
Happy. It's 19. It's warm.
And the sun was out. Like,
19.
I convinced myself, this is how ridiculous I am, but I convinced myself this morning when the sun was shining and I'm out with the dogs and we went on a long walk too. And I'm like, you know what? As long as the sun is shining and there's no wind, like no north wind, I can handle any temperature.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay. That's maybe if you're on the show alone and you're in the Arctic or something, that could change your mind on that. But I hear you.
And no, and you know what? And I need, like, you know, I had 17 layers of clothing on as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2 pair of shoes and all that. So it didn't really bother me that much. But I just feel that we can fight through. The wind is the killer. And then when the sun goes away, too.
Yep.
I mean,
we actually had icicles melting off of the house today at 18 degrees just because of the direct sunlight.
The sun. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
you got to close the shield doors after dark, you know? We have to have all the speeders back before dark.
Do you think people would make a deal right now that, all right, pipes are going to be fit? There's not going to be any more pipe bursts. Okay, so for the next 3 or 4 days, everybody's pipes are going to be safe, but everybody is going to have to go to the bathroom in their yard. Would you take that deal?
Yeah, I do that anyway.
Well, I know, but bad bathroom.
All of it.
Bad
bathroom, George.
I've never done bad bathroom.
Like, you got to.
I'd get a really funny look from the dogs if I did that.
They're thank you.
You too, huh?
You have to hold on to a tree trunk and sort of levitate over the creek and try to take care of things that way, George.
And then you're just like the dog. You're kicking the snow with your hind legs to cover it up, you know?
Oh, I'd definitely do that.
Yeah.
Hey, we were talking about John Neely Bryan, you know, that little cabin downtown.
Yeah.
Okay, so back in the day when it got 20s or in the teens.
Carry this over.
And he's in that little cabin. No, I got to go. Oh. He's got the fireplace going, but then they also had to go hell in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And they had to sleep with that all night.
Yeah, maybe it's just you just put it in the fire.
No, over in the corner in the bucket.
Yeah,
maybe I just shoot it into the fire.
Yeah.